The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Market is up, Kevin Johnson, by how much?
Oh, 24 points today, thank you very much.
That's a win.
It's a win, yeah. It was very volatile last night in the US. They had like a 800-point trading range.
Wow.
And we were down about 400 or 500, rallied towards the end, finished up nearly 300 points. So a lot of volatility over there. A lot of remonstrating going on between Trump and the Chinese about trade wars and whether they have one or not, or whether they're going to negotiate or not. But it seemed to take some of the fear away and turn markets around pretty strongly. So we finished up 24 at 5,888.
As a numbers man, you would love that number.
Oh, I love those round numbers. They just seem to be popping up everywhere these days.
Now, Kevin, I've got to ask you, I saw that the Australian Financial Review is holding a banking and wealth summit. Why aren't you there?
Oh, can you imagine? All I can read is like a double-faced lift-out wrapped around the Fin Review today, talking about the summit. All I can see is pictures of regulators, APRA chairman, the treasurer, and then they'll sit there and complain that people have lost faith in the financial system. What? Because they're being picked on by all the government departments at the moment, you know?
Oh, just trying to make the regulators relevant.
Oh, they are. They're just trying to justify why they're there and why they need bigger budgets. And then the government wonders why they've got so much expenses and not enough revenues. But there you go. Don't get me started. But having said that, the Commonwealth Bank was up a dollar today. All the banks went up. They probably realised it wasn't relevant either. All the fears weren't relevant. ANZ were up 27, National Bank 36, and Westpac up 32. I'll have to dig deeper to find a cheaper shot for them, I'm sure. So that was that. CSL up another $1.38, lots of eights around today. They finished at $159.22, so aiming at $160. So that's zooming up there towards there. So they were the major moves. Wesfarmers, good day, up 34 to 41.75. Ask us about our stock of the month.
Yeah, well, how's Rio going?
Down today, but 88 points.
So as soon as it's the commentator's curse, as soon as you label it the stock of the month, it goes down.
It goes down against the market trend as well. Yeah, they're doing some good things, Rio. So it's got a whole month to have some up days and down days. They can't all be up, of course. Caltex was another one up today, up 51 cents to $31.93. Percentage-wise, some of the stocks that have been sold down rebounding today, Mesoblast, WiseTech, Elders had a good day, up 37 to... wait for this, $7.77. Costa Group, they make avocados and sell lots of them, up another 29 to $7.18. So they did well. Mostly industrial stocks were firmer today. Resource stocks were weaker when the Aussie dollar did firm a little bit and then weakened off at the end, finished at 76.9. If you're buying euros, they're $1.59.5. Sterling's about $1.83. So that's all about the same at the moment.
And Kevin, tell us about Ingham's Chickens.
They had a big competitor in New South Wales, hit the wall, gone into administration. They've got about 4% of the market, called Red Lear, I think they call it, which seems to be a strange name for a chicken farm. But they've gained about 2 or 3%. I think there might be the end of a price war as well, because I also read where barbecue chickens in Coles and Woolies, not that there's any collusion there, have gone from $8 to $9.
Ooh. Now,
so maybe they're getting a bit more for them. Maybe they're costing us a little bit more. But why is it they're exactly the same price when there's two retailers in this country? Mm. Maybe the regulator can go and look into that.
Yeah.
And petrol prices while we're at it.
Yeah, we'll forget the milk wars, forget the bread wars, we've got the chicken wars.
They've got the chicken wars are underway at the moment, and Ingham's today finished the day steady at $3.50. So that's the stock market for a Thursday, and I'm looking forward to Friday.
All right, we'll see you at Yagan Square tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, mate, we'll do.